Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, becoming mostly sunny, we'll see highs in the upper 80s, around 90. Winds will be breezy and gusts as high as 30. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms overnight in the lower 70s, with wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. For tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms early, then clearing skies, lower 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, 56, and Friday, we'll have sunny skies, highs 81. Right now, it's 76.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Police in Wichita say three people are in custody after an officer fired shots at a stolen car. Police spokesman Paul Cruz says when officers responded to the report of a stolen Jeep at a McDonald's drive-thru yesterday morning, the driver tried to run over an officer who fired several times at the vehicle. Authorities say the Jeep eventually hit a tree and a female suspect was arrested. Two male suspects ran and one carjacked another vehicle. Eventually, all were taken into custody. One suspect hospitalized with a gunshot wound to the leg. Federal officials are investigating the death of an Indian man at a northeast Kansas grain processing plant. The Atchison Globe reports that authorities there say 26-year-old Angel Silas DeLeon of Logansport, Indiana, died from an electrical shock on Friday at the Cargill Ag plant in the South Cummings area. And forecasters say after a chance of storms tomorrow, cooler weather hits the state. Mid-America Network News.
Did you know that being a safe driver can save you money? Sign up for the new 4-hour AARP Smart Driver Classroom course offered here in Kansas. You'll learn safe driving strategies, and you could also save money on your auto insurance. Become a safer, more confident driver by signing up for a course today. Learn more at aarp.org/drive. That's aarp.org/drive.
Restrictions may apply. Contact your agent for savings details.
This is John Sidorik with JD Aviation Services at the Augusta Airport. There's no doubt that vehicle maintenance is important on the roadways, and proper aircraft maintenance is even more important. Since JD Aviation Services opened its doors, we've received many new customers through recommendations of current customers. So this is your formal invitation to make JD Aviation Services of Augusta your aircraft maintenance partner. Learn more at iFlyAugusta.com.
Kansas health officials say they've confirmed the first death in the state related to an outbreak of a lung disease linked to vaping. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment said in a news release yesterday the recent death involved a Kansas resident over the age of 50 who had a history of underlying health issues. The unidentified patient was hospitalized with symptoms that progressed rapidly. Health officials said they do not have detailed information on what specific e-cigarette products were used by the deceased Kansas patient. The Kansas Geological Survey reports an earthquake and two aftershocks were reported in Rooks County over the weekend. The organization says a 3.7 magnitude quake was recorded Sunday morning about 9 miles west of Plainville. That was followed Sunday night by aftershocks of 2.4 and 2.2 magnitude. Wichita Eagle reports there have been 49 earthquakes in Rooks County so far this year. Mid-America Network News.
Just a minute. It'll come back on. Internet problems can put parents in a pickle. As your kids grow up, be sure your internet speeds go up too. Call Blue Valley Telecommunications today and we will give you 2 months free plus free installation. If you're already a Blue Valley customer, contact us to find out what we have in store for you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. A mosquito species native to tropical climates and known to carry the Zika virus has been found in Nebraska. State officials said yesterday in a news release that the mosquito was recently found in southern Nebraska's York County. The Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services says it's the first time that type of mosquito has been found in Nebraska. The governors of Iowa and Nebraska have ordered flags lowered to observe the anniversary of the September 11th terror attacks today. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts and Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds ordered U.S. and state flags to fly at half-staff from sunrise to sunset to honor those who died in the attacks. Nearly 3,000 people were killed in the attacks on September 11th of 2001 when hijacked planes crashed into the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and a field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Mid-America Network News.
It's that time of year again, and we hope to see you at this year's Kansas State Fair. This is Leroy, the tractor man from Schmidt & Sons, and this is our 43rd year at the fair, with the largest machinery display on the fairgrounds. We hope you take the time to visit us and see all the latest in farm machinery. Massey Ferguson, Gleaner, Kubota, Great Plains, Land Pride, Keston, Sunflower, and White Planter lines will all be there on the lot. Schmidt & Sons is also excited to be able to showcase our newest tractor line from AGCO, the Fendt tractor. Stop in and see this revolutionary tractor and see what all the hype is about. We worked hard to showcase some of the best in the farm industry, so we hope that you will come visit us. We aren't hard to find. We're right across from the 4-H and Cama building. Check out the special deals. Say hi and bring the kiddos to drive the motorized pedal tractor. As always, you can still see us at either one of our Schmidt & Sons locations at Mount Hope or Winfield. Find us on the web at schmidt.com. Down at Schmidt & Sons.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. The mayor advised that the anticipated cost for the new Marysville Fire Station has risen to $1.6 million. Plans are being finalized with consultants who will submit a community development block grant that could fund up to $600,000 of the cost. Original plans were to bring the project in for around $1 million. During a presentation at a recent council meeting, the architect advised that a preliminary estimate was $1.2 million for a 9,000-square-foot facility to be located just southeast of Feldhausen Field. Reportedly, soft costs have now driven the estimate to the $1.6 million figure and include such items as legal, financing, grant administration, and related additional charges not initially calculated. Discussion raised questions as to where the balance to pay the additional cost would come from. No decisions were made, but fire and equipment reserve, future sales tax proceeds, and the possibility of pursuing a short-term low-interest loan were mentioned. Consensus was not to reduce the size of the building, which is intended to house all the city fire equipment, and the council proceeded to support the project grant application, approving $4,000 toward a site survey. Construction remains contingent on the city receiving the grant funding request. The Eastside Sewer District and potential property development again created considerable discussion. Dexter Spitznagel had earlier requested cooperation with a sewer hookup if he and his wife consented to annexation of a property along Keystone Road where they intend to build a home. The property was not annexed when the sewer district was established, and hookup would require them to add a grinder pump at a cost of several thousand dollars. With that in mind, the mayor promoted the tax benefit that the city would receive, suggesting the $7,000 hookup fee be waived. Spitznagel noted that if the sewer line was 220 feet away and cited city code requiring hookup if a line were within 100 feet. The county sanitarian had viewed the site, advising that the county would recommend using city services, but not required if the property is not annexed. Several council members, led by Jason Barnes and Bobby Pippia, spoke against a waiver, indicating that would be unfair to other residents that had paid sewer fees when annexed. The matter has been complicated by larger tracts whose owners paid a single fee when the district was established, later selling off smaller lots which were not assessed. The city attorney weighed in and asked additional time to consider the matter, questioning perhaps if the city has ongoing authority to assess under this district established in 2002. He further noted the interrelationship with the county may be a factor, asking who has what options. No action was taken. That Eastside District was again the topic of discussion regarding road improvements on 11th, 12th, and Keystone. Council approved mailing a survey letter to affected property owners, which would be used to determine if the city would qualify for community development block grant funding. Later in the meeting, the mayor suggested applying for a Kansas Department of Transportation shared cost program, which would include 15% city funding. This led to some disagreement whether to pursue asphalt at a cost of around $900,000, or concrete surface at upwards of $3 million, and where matching funds would then come from. With a final compromise, the heavier traffic areas off U.S. 36 on 11th and 12th roads would be concrete, with the remainder as a built-up asphalt base. CES engineers will look into cost estimates. One council member cautioned that grants cost money, noting that engineering and application fees are incurred whether or not the project is approved, and matches often carry additional stipulations. The mayor expressed hope that a short deadline approaching in October may limit the number of rural community applicants, strongly urging the council not to overlook the potential funding available. Patsy R. Ratliff, age 89, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral services Saturday, 10:30, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Patsy Ratliff. Leo Jim Schramm, age 92, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral mass Saturday at 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville with a rosary at 10 a.m. Burial of the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Leo Jim Schramm. Irene M. Ferking, age 85, of Summerfield, passed away Sunday. A celebration of life service is planned September 20th, 11 a.m. at the First Lutheran Church in Summerfield. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Irene Ferking.
It's the United Bank and Trust Homecoming Tailgate Party this Friday. Before you watch the Bulldogs tame the Tigers of Clay Center, head on down to the City Park for some tailgating fun. There'll be free food and prizes, entertainment, and more. It all begins at 5 p.m. Sponsored by United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, ham, seasoned potatoes, mixed veggies, pineapple, and tomorrow, Sloppy Joe's baked beans, pea salad, and cantaloupe. KNDY News, time is 7:16.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a stationary boundary across the northern parts of the United States associated with a low-pressure system that is still in the Rockies. It looks like we'll see dry weather for today, but then the cold front is going to move across the central parts of the Midwest, bringing a chance of showers and thunderstorms as we head into late tonight, continuing into tomorrow. Otherwise, the slow will move off towards the east and dry weather as we head into Friday and Saturday. Otherwise, we are still going to see warm temperatures for today, a little bit cooler over the next few days. So looking at the forecast for this Wednesday, becoming sunny, upper 80s around 90 with wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, partly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms possible overnight, lower to mid 70s, wind gusts as high as 25. For tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms early, then partly sunny skies, lower 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, around 56. For Friday, mostly sunny skies, temperatures in lower 80s. That's a look at your local forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-September 83, record high on this date 103 in 1936. The average low 59, the record low is 36, set in 1976. Sunset this evening 7:38, sunrise in the morning at 7:01. 72 degrees this morning in Marysville, winds out of the south at 5 to around 10 miles an hour. That's check of the morning news and weather. For this Wednesday, the 11th of September, KNDY News Time 7:18, I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
CJ Express is your back-to-school and tailgate headquarters. Sandwiches, chips, and drinks make lunchtime easy, and Bird Shack Chicken and Hunt Brothers Pizza for dinners on the go. If you're looking for a hot lunch, stop in for the beef and bean burrito. Football season brings the return of the spicy jalapeno popper bulldog pizza and the Chiefs game day special with 8 chicken tenders, 2 pizzas, and a 2-liter at CJ Express.
An NFL star faces serious allegations. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. Wide receiver Antonio Brown has been accused in a civil suit of sexually assaulting his former trainer on 3 separate occasions from 2017 to 2018. It's a civil suit. Brown's lawyer alleges that the pair were involved in a consensual personal relationship. ESPN legal analyst Ryan Smith.
The standard of proof, preponderance of the evidence, meaning it's more likely than not that based on the evidence, the conduct that she alleges occurred, much lower standard. So if this ends up in a civil court and this actually goes to proceeding, it just moves forward, mm-hmm. then you've got sort of he's saying one thing, she's saying something else, and a jury has to decide basically who they think is telling the truth here.
According to the lawsuit, the pair met in Bible study at Central Michigan University and reconnected in 2017. The Patriots issued a statement saying they are aware but will not comment further as the NFL investigates. Brewers slugger Christian Yelich is out for the season after suffering a fractured kneecap in the Brewers' 4-1 win over the Marlins when he fouled a pitch off his right knee. ESPN's Jeff Passan.
They have Trent Grisham, a rookie who's coming up and has hit well, had five hits a couple of days ago, and he's the sort of guy who can come in, fill in, and join Lorenzo Cain and Ryan Braun in that outfield with the Brewers and make up, at least in small part, for Yelich's absence.
Milwaukee is one game out in the wild card race. Los Angeles clinched their seventh straight division title after beating the Orioles 7-3. It's the second earliest NL West Division clincher behind the 1975 Cincinnati Reds. Back to the NFL, a rare trade between rivals when the Jets acquired wideout Demaryius Thomas from the Pats for a 2021 sixth-round draft pick. The Texans released cornerback Aaron Colvin. Colvin was in the second year of a four-year, $34 million contract, $18 million guaranteed. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Catch Bulldog football as Marysville hosts Clay Center. Kickoff at 7 live on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Bulldog football on air, online, and on our mobile app. Listen to the area game of the week. Hanover hosting Donovan West. Kickoff at 7 live on KNDY 95.5. On air, online, and on our mobile app.
Good morning. I'm Sam Spank with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, cattle bounce back from a 9-year low and hogs post gains on turnaround yesterday. We'll start in the live cattle futures as they ended the Tuesday session with most nearby contracts $1.95 to $2.35 higher. They hit the lowest price of the front month's continuation chart since 2010 on Monday. Feeder cattle futures were up 107 to 190 higher in nearby contracts. The CME feeder cattle index was 33 cents lower on September 9th at 137.44. Wholesale box beef prices were lower on yesterday afternoon. Choice boxes were down $1.57 at $225.38, with select boxes 94 cents lower at $200.98. USDA estimated this week's federally inspected cattle slaughter at 231,000 head. That is down 8,000 head from the same week a year ago. Lean hog futures settled 12.5 cents to $1.82 higher in most contracts yesterday. The CME lean hog index was down another 94 cents at $63.75. The USDA pork carcass cutout value was up 8 cents yesterday afternoon at $71.99. One would have expected a bigger pop in the cutout if the Chinese were actually buying. The national average base hog value was $1.72 lower at $48.93. Estimated federally inspected hog slaughter was at 970,000 head through Tuesday. That's 40,000 head above from the same week in 2018. And we expect to have a number of weeks later this fall with 2.5 to 2.6 million head runs. After finishing higher yesterday, mixed numbers in the corn futures. September corn's at 349 and three quarters. That's up 1 1/4, down 0.75 cents. For December at 360 and three quarters. Kansas City wheat for September's at 382, down 2 3/4 for December at 401. And soybeans post double-digit gains with the help of trade rumors. Though a slow start today, September soybeans at 859 and a quarter, down 1 3/4 for November at 870 and a quarter. Soy meal for September at 291.80, that's down 110, and soy oil is at 2838. With your latest look of market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Sam Speck.
This is Tom Clayman, Kaufman Seeds, Haven, Kansas. Farmers, where do you go when you need top quality seed with a large selection?
Smith's Gold is an OSU variety adapted to the Central Plains with an overall excellent yield potential. It has dual resistance to Hessian fly and free bugs and has excellent grazing ability. It's also high suited for nitrogen challenged environments. This year, plant Smith's Gold from Kaufman Seeds.
Call Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Peter Navarro says there is a 100% chance Congress will pass the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. The advisor to President Trump told CNBC that he can't imagine Nancy Pelosi would not put this on the floor for at least to have a vote, he said. He expects the vote to occur before the end of the year, and Navarro has played a critical role in the negotiations with Canada and Mexico, as well as the current U.S.-China trade war. Democrats in the House, though, still voicing concerns over labor and environmental standards, including in the trade agreement. Speaker of the House Pelosi not yet offering comment in response to Navarro's claims. The USMCA replaces the North American Free Trade Agreement and offers improved trade for U.S. agriculture. Farm groups planning a rally tomorrow in the Capitol in support of the agreement. urging lawmakers to pass the deal. Mexico already approved the agreement. Canada in the process of gaining approval on the trade deal. An independent report says the lack of funding for infrastructure improvements could more than $72 billion in additional GDP and 77,000 new jobs at risk. The report by Agribusiness Intelligence, commissioned by the USDA Ag Marketing Service. The study examined three scenarios that include potential impacts of reduced investment for U.S. waterways, maintaining the status quo of less than 2% growth, or increased investment of $6.3 billion during the next 10 years. Currently, appropriated funds, which are considered maintaining the status quo, do not enable the Army Corps of Engineers to keep pace with barge volume traffic or growth in infrastructure maintenance needs. As a result, the percentage of vessels delayed all waterways has increased from 35% in 2010 to 49% in 2017, which in turn adds to the total shipping cost. Spokesman said the U.S. Inland Waterways infrastructure needs major rehabilitation and construction to restore it to its full capability, to forestall major disruptions, and provide opportunities for growth. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Small refinery exemptions have really sent the ethanol industry into a tailspin, and we'll hear what the Secretary of Agriculture has to say about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough. But getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
At last week's Farm Progress Show, Orion Samuelson and Max Armstrong for their TV show This Week in Agribusiness interviewed Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. Orion and Max were kind enough to share some of the audio with me and the issue of the EPA's small refinery exemptions that sent the ethanol industry into a tailspin came up.
I can't remember in recent times when as much fire was stirred up by them when they did the waiver exemptions for oil refiners.
Yeah, I think the Friday afternoon bomb that took place a couple of weeks ago was unfortunate. I don't know. I know that the president was in with Wheeler. I think he'd heard from a powerful member of Congress about the refinery in their area being shuttered down, and I think he made a decision. And I don't know how expansive. I'm not sure whether Administrator Wheeler ran through that gap like a running back or where they had a wide hole there, but he took advantage of it. We're working now to reclaim those gallons as much as we can. The legal challenge of rescinding that, which many people would like to have, is it gets us in a legal quagmire. We want to do something that's sustainable. But along those lines, I want us to focus on growing this E10 to E15. That's where the domestic demand can be.
The fix, though, the ultimate answer of the demand is going to take a while, is it not? I mean, we're talking about months, many months, to really get this demand rebuilt for ethanol.
Absolutely. We're talking about a cultural change of growing, but it took a while to grow to E10, as you recall. Right. But, yes, I think, again, the potential that we have, it's not going to happen overnight, but we believe that's the ultimate answer there of growing to E15 plus, potentially greater than E15, allowing the consumers to choose through these blend pumps that could make a higher blend.
Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue at the Farm Progress Show last week with Orion Samuelson and Max Armstrong. As he was speaking, his cell phone rang, and it was President Trump. The audio quality is too poor to play for you. I will tell you that after about 6 minutes of speaking, the line went dead, prompting Secretary Sonny to say, "That's why we need to improve rural broadband." Back after this.
Take it from the vets at Valley Vet Supply. A sound preconditioning program helps ensure the health of weaned calves. At Valley Vet Supply, you'll find vaccines for blackleg prevention and respiratory wellness, including pneumonia prevention. Consider feeding Cargill's Right Now Onyx Mineral during weaning. It's specially formulated for stressful situations. And let's face it, weaning is stressful. Keep your calves healthy, increase weaning weight, and ease your stress by shopping at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas.
Coming up tomorrow on Farming America, one of the highlights of the Half Century of Progress show in Rantoul, Illinois. Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there, what are they going to give farm?
Olmsted Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
professional you can check.
That was Tom several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Nebraska. He works with...
This is Rob, the other son. I'm your contact and the one who plans and organizes marketing and selling your home, land, or personal property.
Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall and the surrounding area. Tom and Rob are joined by brother-in-law Tom Kirkland, who specializes in real estate in Marysville. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmsted.
For over 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmsted family. Together, they have more experience than any other real estate and auction team in the area. Put their experience to work for you. Call Tim, Tom, Tom, and Rob at
353-2210.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunshine 72 degrees this morning with a south wind. Warm and rather humid again today. Highs middle to upper 80s.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Two young sluggers who are considered pillars in the Chicago White Sox rebuilding plan came through with impressive drives on the same night. Eloy Jimenez hit his first grand slam. Yoan Moncada launched a monster two-run homer, and the White Sox beat the Kansas City Royals 7-3 last night. Glenn Sparkman will take the mound for the Royals tonight in Game 2 of the series. First pitch is set for 7:10. K-State riding a wave of momentum, beginning with its first hot start under new football coach Chris Kleiman. The school also announced more than $100 million in facility upgrades that include a new volleyball arena, indoor football facility, and Olympic training center. And the Chiefs have returned DeAnthony Thomas to the active roster and waived fellow wide receiver Byron Pringle with the hope that they can sign him into the practice squad if he clears waivers. Mid-America Network Sports.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY. We visit with the area coaches each evening following sports at around 5:20. Monday, spotlight on Southern and Diller O'Dell. Tuesday, Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. Tune for the Coach's Corner following evening sports at around 5:20. Plus, join us for live coverage of our Game of the Week and Marysville Home and Away Games, live on KNDY.
An old saying goes, you can never be too polite. Why not put it to the test during National Courtesy Month? We have more on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, September 11th, the 254th day of the year. Musician Harry Connick Jr. celebrates a birthday, and it is Patriot Day, the anniversary of the 2001 terror attacks. It could be that we've been in the right places at the right times, but we've been noticing more random acts of courtesy lately. Things like allowing skips in the grocery line, loaning an umbrella in a rainstorm, and more pleases and thank yous. Being courteous, it turns out, is not an entirely selfless act. Psychologists say that kind acts cause the brain to release endorphins, providing the giver with an immediate reward. It's not nearly as strong as the endorphin rush provided by smartphones, apparently, but we can dream. September is National Courtesy Month. Why not do something kind? That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Yeah, I was just hanging out, some little West Coast town. Found a bar out by the sand, so I made my way in. First thing that caught my eye, like nothing I ever seen. Sunburned auburn hair, a California dream. Yeah, she was shaking them hips, some old Motown song. I couldn't say a thing, so I sang. I drop by every night, I stay the closing time. I-